Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The Texas Blues bring us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and that book and the new one, The Third Ingredient, are available at Amazon as well. The new book website is very close to being done. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stollard is here. Mike is a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years he's been hanging out with us and providing us with a lot of great wisdom and thoughts and help to run our business on a more intellectually productive way, especially with our people, taking care of our people, loving them up and helping them to be productive and happy people in their jobs. We're talking about loneliness, and there's some research out, folks, that's not good. 54% of Americans say they always or sometimes feel like no one knows them well. That's another way of saying they're lonely. And, Mike, what about – this is the research that Mike's been telling us about, folks. What about at work? If these people are lonely in this report – that means they're lonely at work, too, probably.
Well, and that's true. You think about our lives, and we spend a lot of our waking hours in the workplace. And the research shows that, you know, I'd say ballpark two-thirds of employees don't really feel connected to people in their workplace. And it's interesting that you and I, we know Gallup people, and they've done huge research on this. And they will tell you that they have a 12-question questionnaire, they call it Q12, that effectively assesses connection versus loneliness. You know, they call it an engagement, but if you look at the question, it's all about connection. And the most predictive question about in terms of engagement is, do I have a best friend in the workplace? Now, you know, leaders shouldn't be held responsible for creating best friends, but they should be intentional about developing supportive relationships and that sense of connection. And by the way, it has to go two ways. People have to, they have to support others and encourage them, and then they need to be supported.
They have to have friends and be a friend.
When we have that.
Right.
Exactly. And when we have that, Jim, then that just makes us more resilient, and it makes us more capable of dealing with stress, so that it actually converts stress from a negative that's toxic to a positive that helps us perform better.
Well, and I'll tell you something. If you get people in an organization, I've seen it many times in my life, people in an organization who are unhappy for whatever reason, but certainly a loneliness is a sad kind of unhappiness. That's not productive. It's actually toxic. It's poisonous for the team. And it's really sad to see, and I've probably seen it more in customers' offices than I've seen it anywhere else. I've worked with a lot of customers over the years, and I've seen it I've seen dysfunction in those companies, and it's really sad.
You know, Jim, a lot of this sounds like a downer, but I'll tell you what, I want your listeners to think of it this way. This is a huge opportunity. Because if you think about it from a business standpoint, if you create a connection, a culture where everybody feels connected and part of the team, it energizes your business. And you know what? It attracts customers. Because you want to be around people who are enthusiastic and positive and energetic and who are proactive about reaching out and connecting with customers. And those are the businesses that really develop loyalty. And, of course, you have to develop excellence in the products and services you provide. But if you're a service business or you have any components of service, you know, sales, customer service, then having those frontline people who are enthusiastic and energetic and they're proactive about connecting with customers rather than passive or, you know, heaven forbid, they're negative, it makes a difference. We all know that.
Mike, let me ask you this question.
There's a huge opportunity to do this.
Yes, sir. What if we have an employee who is lonely, is – and, you know, some people sort of do it to themselves. You know what I mean? Their personality. You and I aren't going to, if a 45-year-old person who's gotten themselves into a state, you and I, are not, you know, we can try to turn them to make a difference with them and help them. But but the chances are we may not be able to. Are we obligated to make sure that the team doesn't suffer from that kind of an influence and let those people go somewhere else if they just can't be?
Well, you know, I wouldn't make that the first step.
I agree with that. I just used the word redemption. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, some people can't be redeemed.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are other factors we're not getting into here, like issues of trauma and.
Right.
So
No.
That's a little more complicated than what we're.
I'm just talking about people who just resist any kind of working with a team, and it's because of maybe there's loneliness. My point is at some point in time you have to say okay. Whereas maybe in a family setting you continue to love them anyway, but in a business you can't afford to do that.
No, I think that's true. I think if you can show the rest of the team that you're fair to them and you try to encourage them that this isn't the right fit for you. And there should be a good fit out there somewhere, but you need to find that. But we can clearly see this isn't the best fit for you, and it's not the best for us as a team, and it's not the best for you. So you should, encourage them, give them the courage to take the next step, which is to move on to something else that'll be a better fit.
Keep us posted on this research and some other aspects of this, other perspectives on this, Mike, and bring it back to us. Will you do that?
I will, Jim. There's a lot on my blog, michaelleastdollar.com.
And the website, quickly.
I think if they go to michaelleastdollar.com.
That's what they need. Please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.